The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Thursday, February 18th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is the Thursday after Ash Wednesday in the Missal. This is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Thursday is a day to pray the luminous mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Flavian of Constantinople. He was the Patriarch of Constantinople from about 446 until his death, succeeding Saint Proclus. Now, Flavian refused to give Emperor Theodosius II a bribe upon becoming Patriarch, which would have made the Emperor's sister, Pulcherius, a deaconess. Flavian received hostile treatment, therefore, from the imperial court. He also started the condemnation of Eutyches, who began the heresy of Monophysitism. Now, that is a heresy that asserts that the person of Jesus Christ has only one divine nature rather than two natures, divine and human. This led to Flavian being deposed and exiled. He appealed to the Pope, and Flavian was beaten so mercilessly that he was mortally wounded and died 3 days later in exile. The year was 449 AD. Saint Flavian, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for women who are victims of violence, that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
Authority in the Church. What makes the Church real is not that there are likable people in her. The Church is given the power, the authority to speak words of salvation and to perform deeds of salvation which humans need. No one can usurp the eye of Christ or the eye of God. The priest speaks with this eye when he says, "This is my body," and when he says, "I forgive you your sins." It is not the priest who forgives them, but God who forgives them, and this definitely changes everything. But what a shaking event it is that a human being is permitted to utter the eye of God. The priest can do it only on the basis of that authority which the Lord has given his church. If these words of authority are no longer spoken, and if they no longer remain transparent so that their foundation is visible, then the human warmth of the small group is of little use. What is essential has been lost, and the group will become aware of this very soon. It must not be spared the pain of conversion, which expects of us what we cannot achieve on our own, and leads us precisely in this way into that sphere of God's power, which is our true hope. The authority of the Church is transparent to God's power, and consequently our hope. For this reason, the inner commitment to the authority of the Church in an act of profound obedience is the fundamental decision of priestly existence.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 past the hour. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the Thursday after Ash Wednesday, February 18th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Today, the Lord calls us, all of us, sinners, to dialogue with him. Don't be afraid, though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Let's pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon the earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Their own strength could not save them.
It was your strength and the light of your face.
We heard with our own ears, O God. Our fathers have told us this story. of the things you did in their days, you, yourself, in days long ago.
To plant them, you uprooted the nations. To let them spread, you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them.
It is you, my king, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you, we beat down our foes. In your name, we trampled our aggressors.
For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes. It was you who put our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Their own strength could not save them. It was your strength and the light of your face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will.
You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale.
You make us the taunt of our neighbors, the laughingstock of all who are near. Among the nations, you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision.
All day long my disgrace is before me. My face is covered with shame at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and avenger.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Turn back to the Lord. He will not hide his face.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
This befell us, that we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path. Yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death.
Had we forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to another God? Would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Awake, O Lord. Why do you sleep? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our oppression and misery?
For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you foretold that we would share in the persecutions that brought you to a violent death. The church formed at the cost of your precious blood has even now conformed to your passion. May it be transformed now and eternally. by the power of your resurrection.
Arise, Lord, do not abandon us forever.
Whoever meditates on the law of the Lord
will bring forth much fruit at harvest time.
A reading from the book of Exodus. These are the names of the sons of Israel who, accompanied by their households, migrated with Jacob into Egypt: Reuben, Simeon, Levi and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. The total number of the direct descendants of Jacob was 70. Joseph was already in Egypt. Now Joseph and all his brothers and that whole generation died. But the Israelites were fruitful and prolific. They became so numerous and strong that the land was filled with them. Then a new king who knew nothing of Joseph came to power in Egypt. He said to his subjects, "Look, how numerous and powerful the Israelite people are growing, more so than we ourselves. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase. Otherwise, in time of war, they too may join our enemies to fight against us, and so leave our country." Accordingly, taskmasters were set over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor. Thus they had to build for Pharaoh the supply cities of Pithom and Ramses. Yet the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. The Egyptians then dreaded the Israelites and reduced them to cruel slavery, making life bitter for them with hard work in mortar and brick and all kinds of field work, the whole cruel fate of slaves. The king of Egypt told the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was called Shiprah and the other Puah, "When you act as midwives for the Hebrew women and see them giving birth, if it is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, she may live." The midwives, however, feared God. They did not do as the king of Egypt had ordered them, but let the boys live. So the king summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you acted thus, allowing the boys to live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "The Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are robust and give birth before the midwife arrives." Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives. The people, too, increased and grew strong. And because the midwives feared God, he built up families for them. Pharaoh then commanded all his subjects, "Throw into the river every boy that is born to the Hebrews, but you may let all the girls live." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord said to Abraham, "Know this for certain, your children will be exiles in a land not their own, enslaved and oppressed for 400 years.
Then I will punish the nation that enslaved them.
I am the Lord, your Savior and Redeemer.
Then I will punish the nation that enslaved them."
From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Dear friends, at every moment the earth is full of the mercy of God, and nature itself is a lesson for all the faithful in the worship of God. The heavens, the sea, and all that is in them bear witness to the goodness and omnipotence of their Creator. And the marvelous beauty of the elements as they obey Him demands from the intelligent creation a fitting expression of its gratitude. But with the return of that season marked out in a special way by the mystery of our redemption and of the days that lead up to the Paschal Feast, we are summoned more urgently to prepare ourselves by a purification of spirit. The special note of the Paschal Feast is this: the whole church rejoices in the forgiveness of sins. It rejoices in the forgiveness not only of those who are then reborn in holy baptism, but also of those who are already numbered among God's adopted children. Initially, men are made new by the rebirth of baptism, yet there is still required a daily renewal to repair the shortcomings of our mortal nature. And whatever degree of progress has been made, there is no one who should not be more advanced. All must therefore strive to ensure that on the day of redemption, no one may be found in the sins of his former life. Dear friends, what the Christian should be doing at all times should be done now with greater care and devotion, so that the Lenten fast enjoined by the apostles may be fulfilled, not simply by the abstinence from food, but above all, by the renunciation of sin. There is no more profitable practice as a companion to holy and spiritual fasting than that of almsgiving. This embraces, under the single name of mercy, many excellent works of devotion, so that the good intentions of all the faithful may be of equal value, even where their means are not. The love that we owe both God and man is always free from any obstacle that would prevent us from having a good intention. The angel saying, "Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth." The person who shows love and compassion to those in any kind of affliction is blessed, not only with the virtue of goodwill, but also with the gift of peace. The works of mercy are innumerable. Their very variety brings this advantage to those who are true Christians, that in the matter of almsgiving, not only the rich and affluent, but also those of average means and the poor are able to play their part. Those who are unequal in their capacity to give can be equal in the love within their hearts.
This time of fasting opens the gates of heaven to us. Let us welcome it and pray
that when Easter comes, we may share the joy of the risen Lord.
In all we do, let us show that we are the servants of God.
That when Easter comes, we may share the joy of the risen Lord.
Let us pray. Prompt our actions with your inspiration, we pray, O Lord, and further them with your constant help, that all we do may always begin from you and by you be brought to completion, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Thank you.
Voice Trek and Stephen C., O Sacred Head, 26 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Thursday after Ash Wednesday, February 18th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. You have to keep in mind that in its time, the cross was a very well-known symbol of execution. In modern times, we might compare it to a picture of a hangman's noose or an electric chair. So the apostles were probably a bit taken aback when the Lord made this remark in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself?
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. There's a real tendency today, and I suspect that it has ever been so, to promote a Christianity without the cross. And I'll be blunt, it's a lie. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Lent began yesterday, and the Gospel of today's Mass reminds us that if we are to follow Christ, we have to carry our own cross. And he said to all, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Our Lord, addressing himself to all men, speaks of the daily cross. And these words of Jesus retain their fullest value. They are words spoken to all men who want to follow him. There is no such thing as a Christianity without the cross, designed for soft and pusillanimous Christians with no sense of sacrifice. Our Lord's words state a condition that is absolutely necessary. Whoever does not take up his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. A Christianity from which we tried to remove the cross of voluntary mortification and penance under the pretext that these practices are the remains of the Dark Ages or of an outworn medieval era, quite inappropriate for a modern humanistic age, would be an insipid Christianity, a Christianity in name only. It would not have kept intact the doctrine of the Gospels, nor would it serve to induce men to follow in Christ's footsteps. It would be a Christianity without the redemption, without salvation. One of the clearest symptoms of lukewarmness having entered into a soul is precisely such an abandoning of the cross, a contempt for little mortifications, a scorning of anything that in some way involves sacrifice and self-denial. On the other hand, to flee from the cross is to turn one's back on holiness and joy, because one of the fruits of the mortified soul is just this capacity to relate to God and other people, and also a profound peace, even in the midst of tribulations and external difficulties. The person who abandons mortification is inevitably ensnared by his senses and becomes incapable of any supernatural thought. There is no progress in the interior life without a spirit of sacrifice and mortification. St. John of the Cross says that if few people reach a high state of union with God, it is because so many do not want to. And the same saint writes, "And if anyone wants one day to possess Christ, never let him seek him without the cross." We should not forget, then, that mortification is closely related to joy, and that when our heart is purified, it becomes humbler so that it can have closer dealings with God and other people. This is the great paradox of Christian mortification. It would seem that accepting And furthermore, seeking suffering ought to cause good Christians in practice to be the saddest of people, the men who have the worst time of it. The reality is quite different. Mortification only produces sadness when there is in its practice too much selfishness and a lack of generosity and love of God. Sacrifice always brings with it joy in the midst of pain, the happiness of knowing that we are fulfilling God's will and of making the effort to love Him. Good Christians live as though they were sad, but really always filled with joy. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 20 minutes before the hour. Morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On the Thursday after Ash Wednesday, February 18th, 2021, this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Oh,
daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord.
At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, early in the morning of your resurrection, you made your love known and brought the first light of dawn to those who dwell in darkness. Your death has opened a path for us. Do not enter into judgment with your servants. Let your Holy Spirit guide us together into the land of justice.
At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord.
The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem.
The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem.
Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who were mourning over her.
Oh, that you may suck fully on the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts.
For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent.
As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort.
When you see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bodies flourish like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem.
Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for He is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. Our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. Oh, sing to the Lord, give thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food and young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warriors' strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, and those who wait for his love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God our Father, great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem, you know the number of the stars and call each of them by name. Heal hearts that are broken. Gather together those who have been scattered, and enrich us all from the plenitude of your eternal wisdom.
Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God.
A reading from 1 Kings. We are your people and your inheritance, O Lord. May your eyes be open to the petition of your servant, and to the petition of your people Israel. Hear us whenever we call upon you, because you have set us apart among all the peoples of the earth for your inheritance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. If anyone wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, says the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
If anyone wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, says the Lord. God has revealed himself in Christ. Let us praise his goodness and ask him from our hearts.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
Teach us to enter more deeply into the mystery of the church.
That it may be more effective for ourselves and for the world as the sacrament of salvation. Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
Lover of mankind, inspire us to work for human progress,
seeking to spread your kingdom in all we do.
Remember us, Lord,
for we are your children.
May our hearts thirst for Christ,
the fountain of living water. Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
Forgive us our sins,
and direct our steps into the ways of justice and sincerity. Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayer of our own hearts.
Remember us, Lord, for we are your children.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Prompt our actions with your inspiration, we pray, O Lord, and further them with your constant help, that all we do may always begin from you and by you be brought to completion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thursday is just beginning. Let's keep it holy now. Morning Air is coming up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.